The Cape Breton Regional Municipality and the union representing outside workers have ratified a new contract. It includes wage increases of 16% over 4 years, dating back to last year. CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark tells Coast Radio the deal includes a number of upgrades.
So some of the things that occur in the normal collective bargaining process, aside from wage increases, there are language updates that always housekeeping. There's an additional day vacation for people with 30 years of service. You're now allowed to carry over 5 vacation days, which was an important item. And the option to bank some loo time is now there in place, which actually is an incentive as opposed to both for the employer and the employee. And we are now able to front-load vacation, which also helps with recruitment of new employees to the CBRM. So this is very encouraging. And to look at an overall 16% increase over 4 years, where year one is 6%, year two is 3.5%, year three is 3.25%, and year four 3.25%, and that would be retroactive, actually, year one already to November 1st, 2024. So all parties came together for the stability operationally, but also supports our employees and at the same time meets the needs of the citizens for our public works and services to our citizens.
Clark says City Hall approached the discussions with fairness and balance.
And I believe that's what the collective bargaining process achieved, and we move forward with that stability as a result of getting the agreements ratified.
QP Local 759 President Dave Calloway says they are satisfied with the agreement, and he speaks to members being allowed to bank time off instead of taking overtime.
Well, it's a benefit to the older membership because of the fact that everybody knows the more, you know, you work overtime, you work an extra 20 hours a week, and you're taxed to no end on that 20 hours. Whereas your time is worth, you know, everybody's time here is worth the same at the end of the day, and be able to take that time and spend it with your family rather than pay taxes on that time, it's a benefit to both sides. Financially, for CBRM, it doesn't cost any additional. And for us guys, you know, it's time spent with family, just things like that. There are things that really that matter, you know.
Calloway says the union wants to review the document before making it official.
We just want to make sure there's no errors in the document that we agreed on, and everything is above board, and no mistakes, basically. We're just doing a proofread.
Calloway says they expect to sign off on the deal by Friday. QP Local 759 represents about 350 members. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.